Three members of the Senate's Higher Education Committee voted for the bill and three against it. The tied vote means the bill can't move forward. Proponents of allowing legal Florida high school students whose parents are illegal immigrants in state tuition characterized the move as labeling those students as second-class citizens. But even had the bill passed, it would have faced an uphill challenge. Governor Rick Scott indicated he'd have to review the proposal carefully if it made it to his desk. Under current state law, in-state tuition rates are determined by the status of the parent. A similar bill is in the House, but has not been heard in any committees. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.